Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We've got an exciting show for you tonight. We hope that our board is fixed. They had a lot of problems with it in New York, so I don't know what's going on. But I want to welcome you tonight. And, of course, as I said, I'm the only one that God decided Don, there's only one of you. Oh, and I got a story to tell you tonight about the Moses movie I saw the other night. That was just ridiculously bad, but we'll talk about that. But tonight is Friday, April 3rd, and I want you to have a happy and safe Friday to everyone, and I want you to be careful out there. You can catch my show at 7 p.m. Central in Chicago, 8 p.m. Eastern in New York, 5 p.m. in California, and 6 p.m. in Arizona. And, man, I love those Arizona people. The show is brought to you with financial support from listeners just like you. And if you want to support the show or support any of our programs, just go to my website at www.dsmpublications.net and hit the donation button and make your support known. If you want to reach me or just listen to the show, you can dial 347-633-9376, or you could email me at McClure.S if you want to reach me at yahoo.com, Don, D-O-N-S, dot McClure, at AOL.com, or Don S. McClure at DSMPublications.net. And as I always say, I got a heck of a lot of emails, where you can find all of my fascinating books on my website, and you will enjoy them. We have reached, drum roll, brum, 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 brum. That's the worst drum roll I ever heard. 50,970 listeners. And, man, I laugh all the time, but this is 50,000 crazy people out there. But I love them. I really love them. So starting the show off with a bang to all my friends, fans, supporters, family, relatives, and my son. His birthday was April 1st, and that's not an April Fool's joke. My son was actually born on April 1st. Man, but I want to get a few shouts out. I must send a special shout out to my cousin Laura. She's in Birmingham, Alabama, and she's doing really good with her book. I'm very proud of her. She even sent me a thing telling me she was listed as the number one on one of the Amazon sites. I said, get out of here, girl. You're trying to match me up, trying to be better than me, than your cuz. No, I'm really proud of her. I want to send a shout out to Sandra, and I told her I was going to do this because she said she was going home to Alabama. And I said, Alabama? And she said, yeah, she was someplace in Crucial, Alabama, 5 minutes away from Talladega, down by the river. I said, man, take me to the river. She said, no, Don, that's not what I said. And so she texts me, and I can't read the text, but she said that that's not where she lives, not down by the river. So I was just kidding about the area of Talladega. Hey, I wonder when she goes home, will she see some alligators or something? I don't know. Alligator. Ooh, that was so corny. I tell some corny jokes sometimes. But anyway, I want to send a shout out to Trish Hurley, who just pledged another $35 to the literacy campaign, and she already gave. And Trish is like working hard to support that program. And that's going to be really good. So tonight, before you leave the air or before you leave out your house, go to my website, push that donation button. You can do $25, $35, $500 if you want to, and support that literacy campaign. It's very important. I want to send a shout-out to all the governors that I'm getting ready to send a letter to because I've had their support before, Republicans and Democrats, and I want to get it again. And I'm asking for their support on the literacy campaign. So that's going to be really important. Our subject tonight is forcing the universe to our own will. Can you change your circumstances? And I want you to think about that. In our example of courage, a woman who stared faith, destiny, and probability in the eye and made life what she wanted it to be, Miss Betsy Coleman. And we're going to tell you how old she was. Matter of fact, her birthday's in April. She would have been 123 years old. Wow. Elizabeth Betsy Coleman. We're going to talk about her when we come back. We're going to get the show started. My board is lit up with blue lights, and I want to say, mwah, 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 mwah. I love all of you out there. I'm a little under the weather, and that happens sometimes. I guess I don't feel really good. Who knows? Something probably happened to me during the week. But anyway, we're going to play something really exciting. We're going to do a great show, and I know you're really going to enjoy it. I'm really going to enjoy it. And I'm going to wipe the little tear buds out of my eyes and say, oh, Don, you'll feel better. Oh, I kiss myself on the cheek. How about that? Anyway, let me get the show started. And I've got to play a track by Kirk Whalum and Wendy Moten because I just got a new Facebook friend request from his brother, Kenneth Whalum Jr. And I like Kenneth. Kenneth's my guy. He's in Memphis, Tennessee. Got a great wife, great church, great everything. So anyway, let's listen to the show. I'm not going to prolong any longer, and no, Sandra's not going down by the river. I got to read up where she is. But anyway, she said that to me. But I want to send a big shout-out to all my friends in Utah. And Utah's in the news because the president went there. So thank you for getting my books, and thank you for working with me. And, man, we are going to turn this thing around. We're going to play this track by Kirk Whalum and Wendy Moten, my favorite girl. And when I come back, we're going to talk more about forcing the universe to our own will and can you change it for what you want it to be.
To be my one desire, you're getting to
Yeah, now you know what? I was testing that track earlier, and it wouldn't stop playing. And I looked at my producer, and I said, man, the track won't stop playing. It was before we came on. And he said, Doc, what did you do to the board? I said, I didn't do nothing. And I remember my mom used to say, Don, what did you do? And I go, mine do nothing. And she said, yeah, right. But no, seriously, I didn't do anything to the board. But anyway, remember I was telling you about the movie I saw the other night, Exodus? That was the worst ripoff of Cecil B. DeMille's Ten Commandments. I mean, they switched everything up. Moses had a sister that Pharaoh was going to cut her arm off if she didn't say it was his sister. It just was a mess, man. They didn't only run toward the ocean. They went through the mountain pass, and Pharaoh came. And guess what? Moses was talking to a little kid outside the burning bush. I kid you not. And he was arguing with the little kid. He said, what you going to do about my people? And the little kid said, watch what I do. And he sent some fish down there and some frogs. I said, wait a minute, wait. You done screwed this thing up. And then when the wave came, the Pharaoh got caught in the wave and Moses got caught in the wave. And Moses swam to his side after being caught in a tsunami. And the Pharaoh went back to his side after being caught in a tsunami. And I say, man, what kind of rinky-dink stuff is this? So anyway, my review for the movie Exodus that's on DirecTV right now is boo. That was a terrible movie. We're talking about forcing the universe to our own will. Can you change your circumstances? The universe is constantly changing each day. There's a moment in our lives that becomes part of the human experience. Our joy, our pain, our fears, and our determination make the movement of the universe our connection to others. When we dream, these are the thoughts that are part of our subconscious and conscious mind. But we can bend them, for they are not cut into stone. Once I asked my advisor if my dreams were the things that will be or the things that could be. His reply was, all things and all thoughts have foundation, and their foundation are based on two issues, probability and possibility. The possibility of the outcome still remains with us. So no matter what we do or say, we need to think about it before we say it, because once we open that door to probability versus possibility, there's a lot of things going on with that. The possibility is if you say something to a person that you really don't mean because you're angry. The probability is that it's going to be damaging to the relationship. It's going to be hard to patch it back up. So I want you to think about that word, possibility and probability. Your possibilities is what could happen, and you still don't know the outcome. Your probability is whatever that outcome is going to be. It's like if you turn out your light, more than likely the probability is you're going to be in the dark. So I want you to think about that in all your relationships. There is probability and possibilities. And again, you're forcing the universe by what you think. So you got to really play a role in that. And we're always talking about self. Self is the most important thing. I was watching this program, and they were talking about Star Children. And we're going to kind of get back to that. But we're also going to talk about Betsy Coleman, the first African-American female to fly a plane. And they have her listed in Wikipedia as being the first African-American female. But actually, she was the first female to fly a plane because she got her license 2 years before Amelia Earhart. So you're talking about a woman who turned the universe around, made it what she wanted it to be. Now, I want you to think about that, and I want you to look up her name, Betsy Coleman, because I had a chance to go to her induction into the Hall of Fame in Ohio. And I was really proud to be there. But the thing is, I want you to think about that. You have control of the universe. The universe does not have control of you. When you are upset, you make the weather change. And I know you're going to find it hard to believe. But if enough of you out there keep saying that it's going to be bad weather, then bad weather comes. So we're going to talk about that. And again, you're on the Donna McClure Show. The number is 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial to listen to the show. Or you can go online to www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure, the greatest lifestyle show on the radio. Yay! I had to throw that in there because I like that. Let me get this track on by Adele, Rolling in the Deep. And I want you to think about being deep inside the universe and think about some of the things that you're doing and saying and being and all the other things. You have the right to say that you're the greatest thing in the world. And as long as you believe that, you force the universe to tie into your thoughts. Let's listen to Adele. And when I come back, I'm going to need some more popcorn. And we're going to talk some more about forcing the universe to our own will. And we're going to talk about Betsy Coleman, who would be 123 years old this month. Man, she's trying to catch up with Moses, ain't she?
Me at the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. See, I'll leave with every piece of you.
You played it, you played. Oh, man. I was getting ready to really sing that song, and I was hoping you would hear me. Played it to the D. I like that song by Oh, man. I got to correct something, though. Betsy Coleman was born January 26, 1892, which would make her 123 years old. She died April 30th, 1926, at the age of 34 years old. Man, now imagine in 1926 in Florida, this young lady who is 4'11" told the city council and the mayor and the organizations, I am not going to fly my plane unless African Americans can sit in the front of the stadium and watch me fly. Now, you're talking about somebody that changed the course of the universe. She's standing there with these guys with these big cigars. Now, you got to remember how Florida was. That's where Rosewood was, Gainesville. And here's a young black woman at the age of 34 years old flying a plane, telling them that she's not going to fly her plane unless they let African Americans sit in the front. Now, when you take on that kind of courage, you change the course of the universe, because she made it possible for women to fly. She made it possible for men to do some great things. She made it possible for young girls to look up to her and say, if Betsy Coleman can do that, then I can do that. And I remember one time when I had a T-shirt with Betsy Coleman on the back, who was born in Texas, and I was leaving the airport, and nobody knew who she was at the airport. I wrote to the governor, and he said, well, Don, we got to do something about that. I said, yeah, it doesn't make any sense for her to be born in Texas, come to Chicago, do some great things. And when I walked through the airport with her picture on the back, most people didn't know who she was. And that was a while ago, but they've done a lot of great things for that. But my point is, sit down and think about Betsy Coleman. No matter how bad it got, no matter how poor she was, she went to school, she did what she had to do, and she became a pilot. Now, if we can instill that into our young women today, to say, look, it's not going to always be easy. And maybe you're going to misread some things, and maybe everybody's not going to think they're in your corner, or maybe whatever you're going to have. But the point is, nobody can take your dreams away. When we dream, these are the thoughts that are part of our subconscious and our conscious mind. And when we put those thoughts together, we are a force to be reckoned with. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only, the one that God said, Don, Don, I'm going to get you when you come to heaven. And I said, oh, man, go smoke a cigarette. And so he said, Don, I know you didn't say that to me, not God. And I said, okay, don't smoke. I already said I was sorry. And he said, you know, God told me the other day, he said, Don, when you come up here, I got something for you. I got something for you. You listen to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only. The only one that God lets him talk to like that. See, everybody else can't do that. You can dial my number at 347-633-9376. That's the number you can call and listen to the show. Or you can go on blogtalkradio.com, key in Don S. McClure, and you'll be on my show. And, man, I know my priest is going to write me tonight. He goes, Don, I know you didn't say that. I said, yes, I did. I'm the only one. Only one to talk to God like that. I want you to think about that, and I want you to think about Betsy Coleman, and I want you to listen to this quick PSA that I have to do, because we wrote up a new PSA campaign we're going to add music to, and it's the campaign for literacy. It says support our campaign for better literacy in our communities. You can become a part of our Reading for Better Literacy campaign, Read and Grow. The world can still be enjoyed and traveled through a book. There is an ocean of words waiting to be discovered. Join me and other authors in the campaign for stronger comprehension and reading. Call 312-730-7375 and ask how you can get involved. Or you can write me at Don S. McClure at DonisMcClureDSMPublications.net and send your note of interest. Man, I like when we put that together, and we're going to have a fire, I do mean fire, PSA that's going to be playing on other radio stations. So we're talking about the phenomenal Elizabeth is her first name, Betsy Coleman. She was born in Atlanta, Texas. And I know a lot of us don't know where Atlanta, Texas is, but it's actually in Texas. She was born January 26, 1892, and she died April 30th, 1926, at the age of 34 years old in Jacksonville, Florida, where she challenged the establishment to let African Americans sit in the front of the auditoriums. So I want you to think about that and changing the course of the universe. You listen to the Donis McClure Show, and I got a track I got to play for you called Don't You Worry About Me. And it's by Outkast. And you know what? I played that so loud. My neighbor said, Don, is something wrong over there? I said, don't you worry about me. No, I didn't. I have a very nice neighbor. Me and him are tight. When I come out the door, he says, that's my man, Don McClure. I said, man, I like that guy too, man. He just got out the hospital. Great guy. Anyway, let me play Don't You Worry About Me. And I don't want you to worry about anybody else. I want you to think about self-preservation, but I really want you to think about your dreams and do what Betsy Coleman did. Just challenge the system, and believe it or not, you can make it.
Yeah. be there.
Beat it. You know, I love that song there. When I play that, I remember this girl I used to date named Sally. Because I like it when he says, Sally, don't you worry about me. Oh, man. I mean, that's Idlewild, Outkast. And actually, that was from the movie Idlewild. Sally! Woo! My producer, he was upstairs, and I say, man, did you hear that? He said, yeah, I heard it. He said, Sally! Oh, man, I got to say that at the club. Yes, I'm going out tonight. Shake this blues off I got the blues. Lord knows I got the blues. I like them blues singers, too. You know, I haven't been to a blues club in a while, so I got to go to one. I got to just shake it up. Shake this funk off of me. You know what? I'm going to play this track. I'm going to break the mood for a minute because I got to play my man Frank Sinatra, and he's talking about forcing the universe to do what he wanted it to do. And I want you to listen to the words in this song because everybody should feel like this. You know what? No matter what happens, you did it your way. And now the Don McClure, I know for sure. Hey, I think Elvis Presley sang that song. And I like Elvis. Anyway, this is Frank Sinatra, My Way. And it ties into our theme tonight, forcing the universe, because that's what he did. And he said he took all the lumps, no matter what happened, but he did it his way. And I'm going to do it my way. I keep telling the man upstairs that. He keeps saying, no, you're not. I say, yes, I am.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was dark, now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way. It was my way.
Woo! Now you're talking about a track. If you listen to those words in that, and I took the blows, and I could know I had a cold. And I took some aspirin. Okay, all right. That was corny. That was really, I must feel like being corny tonight. Because that was really, really corny. That was too corny for me. But anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And again, he did it his way. And what he's saying is that he made a decision to live life the way he wanted to live it. Everybody's not going to always agree with you. And it doesn't always mean you're right. But it does mean you have the right to make your own decisions. Remember, we were talking about my board and what we write on the board. I said, once I asked my advisor if my dreams were the things that will be or the things that could be, his reply was, all things and all thoughts have two foundations. The issues are the probability and the possibility. The outcome still remains what you want it to be. And knowing that I was in control, I could bend the universe to fit my will. It does not matter the foundation of any situation I found myself in life. No matter whether it was love, work, friendship, parenting, or building my career and my destiny, I was in control. And the length of time within each relationship carried the foundation of the two main functions of life, the possibilities and the probabilities. These two are the twins of our life, and yet they are different, and both have value. But you have to decide. The wisdom of self is what you need to think about. So again, when I'm writing something or I'm putting something together, and like I say, you're going to slip and fall sometimes, but it doesn't mean that you're totally in error. Maybe you said something wrong, maybe you didn't. Maybe you did something wrong, maybe you didn't. But the one thing you got to remember, if you keep moving forward, there's nothing that can stop your challenge for fulfilling your dreams. And that's really what we're talking about, forcing the universe to bend to your will. If you truly want to be a great writer or a great artist or a great photographer, be great in your eyes. And maybe the possibilities will be that you could make it. The probability will be you will leave your mark in life, like Nelson Mandela. I mean, he didn't decide to do 26 years in prison, but he decided that when he did the 26 years, he was not going to change his views on being mistreated in South Africa. So I want you to think about that. We got to play a quick PSA for Mr. Denzel Washington and Boys and Girls Clubs. And again, I like Denzel. I like when he does this, the 3 o'clock bell.
It's 3 p.m. For 50 million kids across America, school's out. And for a third of these kids, they're out on their own. Out with nothing to do and nowhere to go. gives a whole new meaning to the 3 o'clock bell, doesn't it? It's time to support the Boys and Girls Clubs. Visit greatfutures.org.
Oh, I like when he says that, the 3 o'clock bell. I like Denzel. Let's listen to this other PSA, and then we're coming back to some more great music. And I want you to put your thinking caps on and think about those two words, possibilities and probabilities. And I want you to look up Betsy Coleman and tell your children more about this great woman who challenged the system.
Hi, Margaret. It's Angie. I brought dinner today.
This is the sound of help.
Okay, everyone. Story time.
The sound of strengthening communities.
Well, this new insulation really going to save you on utility bills.
The sound of changing lives. Michigan Community Action is a network of agencies helping people achieve greater financial and personal independence through programs such as Head Start Preschools, weatherization, food distribution, and utility assistance. The programs supported by Michigan Community Action benefit people all over the state. Maybe you've just lost your job and are having trouble making ends meet, or maybe you're retired and Social Security isn't enough. Whatever your situation, we may be able to help. Visit MichiganCommunityAction.org or call 855-MI-ACTION to find out more. Helping people. Changing lives. Sponsored by Michigan Community Action and Michigan Broadcasters.
Oh, I like that. Michigan, say changing lives. You know, and actually there's a lot of good things going on in Michigan. But again, like I said, it's all about changing the universe to fit what you want. And sometimes you just got to think about what it is you do want. You know, the other day I was sitting in front of the computer doing some things, and I had a chance to see the video of Luther Vandross and Gregory Hines. They were getting ready to do the song, and they were talking to each other and in the middle of a crowd. And then they left, and they actually sat in the little studio, and they started singing this song. And I said, you know what? Oh, that's such a sweetie beady song, and it kind of fits into the changing of the universe. So we're going to play Luther Vandross and Gregory. And, yes, I was singing in the background when they did it. I actually might have been in the studio. I don't think I was. But anyway, it was a nice dream. But I like Luther and I like Gregory. Let me play this track, and I want you to think about that. Think about your career, your destiny, and that you're in control. I'm telling you, you really are. But anyway, they're in control because they had this thought last night that they knew that there was nothing better but love. Oh, that's so sweetie, beady.
I fell asleep late last night, and I dreamed that the night is almost half the day away. I just got up so that I could hear her say she's still in love and no one could take her love away. Ooh, love wakes me up every day, and I thought no one could ever make me feel this way. It fills me up every time I hear her say she's still in love and no one could change.
let yourself reach. Reach, reach, reach for the stars.
Oh, man. When I saw that video, I really liked that, man. And I just got a video thing from my priest. He said, Don, shame on you. You need to come to confession fast. And I say, what did I say? He told my God smoking a cigarette. I said I was joking. I was just joking. Man, he can't even take a joke. You know, he stay on my case every week. Matter of fact, Easter Sunday, I'm going to Mass. I promise. I won't say I swear, but I am. I'm going to get up and go to Mass. And I'm going to be in that confession due for probably about 3 hours. Oh, man, that's ridiculous. That is really ridiculous. I mean, you know, he emails me every week on my show. Go find somebody else to say Hail Mary full of grace to. Quit chasing me. I like my priest, though, man. Man, remember them nuns in school? They used to whoop the fool out of you with them sticks. Man. So I guess they stay on your case. I'm going to play this track by Lettucey called, and I think it's Lettucey. Lettucey, I don't know. Anyway, it's I Blame You. And she's talking about how the universe changed because she met this guy, and he just changed her. Made her just come out of her shell and do her thing. And so I don't know why the heck. I just want to play it tonight anyway because I like the song. Anyway, it's by Lettucey, and I Blame You. And I know if my maid was here, she'd be, no, no, Mr. McClure, you cannot talk like that about God. I say, all right, all right. Anyway, I Blame You.
I'm just not the same.
Man, you talk about like I was dancing in the studio, and I got some emails from some friends of mine, and they said, "Don, you gonna go out tonight?" I said, "For real." They like to see me dance too. I can dance that Don. You know, I throw my hands up in the air like I just don't care. I like that though, for real. They email me and say, "Don, you gonna really go to the club tonight?" I say, "Actually, I am. I'm gonna shake this. I've had a bad last 2 weeks, just terrible." But you know what? It's getting better. End of the month, I'm going to be so fine, financially straight, and I'm going to just do the do. So anyway, listen, I've even extended my time on the show tonight. I don't care. I'm not going off at 8:30. I'm going to play me another track. I'm just in that good of a mood. I was watching myself in the mirror do my little two-finger hands. I like it. I really like it. Anyway, listen. I'm going to play this track by Laura White, and it's called You Should Have Known. And somebody just keyed in, too. Man, we got so many callers online tonight. That is really good. But you know what? I'm not going no wah. That's how they say it in Rosewood. No wah. My producer said, "Don, you've been drinking." No, I'm just in such a good mood tonight. Because I'm going to go dance till 5 o'clock in the morning till they throw me out. Man, I wanted to play the Hoochie Coochie Man, but then I said no. Nah. Then I said yeah. Then I said no. Nah. So I didn't do it. But anyway, I'm going to play this track by Laura White, You Should Have Known, which is dealing with the universe. And I want you to think about that. The possibilities and the probability, these two are the twins of your life, and yet they are different and both have value. So I want you to look up the meanings of those. But anyway, let's play this track, Laura White. And I'm going to dance in the studio till my feet come off.
Oh,
talking about a track.
I feel it.
I like that, man. I played that for myself. Man, I like that. That's the kind of track they play at the club. Touch me, I'm gone. Ooh, I like that. Hey, let me play this Bobby Womack track. My producer, Don, you actually extended the time button. I said, I did. And I don't care. I don't care. But I like Bobby Womack. We're talking about tonight changing the universe. I just changed the universe by playing what the heck I want to play. And that's pretty cool. The number's 347-633-9376. I'm not going to play that many more songs past my time, but right now I'm going to jam my man, Bobby Womack. I can understand it, and that's what you do when you find out that you want to understand something. You just say, hey, I can understand it, and I like Bobby. But you're on the Don S. McClure Show. Extend it. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Kisses on your cheeks, and I'm going to play Bobby Womack.
You know, everybody works out of their own bag. Can you understand that? Can you understand that?
Oh, 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 oh,
I can understand.
Something sweet and a candy bar.
I know.
Playing his guitar. Man, that's Bobby Womack, the Woman. I like Bobby. You know what? Bobby do say, Don, I think you've been drinking. I said, no, actually, I think I'm very happy. Do you remember that? Wait, I got to tell you this before I go, though. This is for real. You know they're doing the Easter movies, right? They had the nerve to have a movie about Joseph and Mary, I think that's her name, whoever it was that had Jesus' child. And Joseph walked in the bedroom of their little hut, and he said, you look like you're pregnant. And she said, I am. He said, who the baby by? Now, who wrote this? And I said, what? And he said, who is this baby by? And she said, it's by God. And he said, get out of my house. You ain't no good. I said, I can't believe they really messed that story up. And she was a young girl. She said, well, hey, God gave me a baby. He said, I don't know who gave you a baby, but it ain't God. Get out of my house. And I kid you not, this is the story they got out right now about Mary and Joseph. I said, man, Hollywood the lost thing, man. I couldn't believe that. She looked shocked. He said he didn't believe her. He accused her of cheating. I said, man. I don't know what Hollywood is doing, but Easter's coming up. There's going to be a lot of movies out, and you got to watch some of them. I got to play this track, man, because that was really crazy to me. I got a few more minutes into the show, and I am having a ball. Oh, let me play this quick PSA. I got to play this for the women, because I want you to take care of yourself. Check your hearts, because I don't want you to have a heart attack. I want you to be safe out there. And just take, mwah, 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 take my kiss and put them on your lips. And say, you know what, Don appreciates me. So that's all that matters. I can understand it. But let me play this, then I'm going to come back to a couple of tracks that I got to get out of here. I guess if the track want to play, I don't know what the heck is going on. It's supposed to be a PSA for the heart people. Man, my board be messing up all the time. I don't know what it's doing. Anyway, I'm going to play this track then called Unappreciated. And I'm going to run up and see if my producer can hear me and see what's going on. Because they were supposed to play this track about a heart attack, people. And it didn't play any of them.
De corazón abierto para salvar mi vida. Tenía 33 años cuando me enteré que tenía una enfermedad del corazón. Y estaba bien sorprendida porque yo era una persona bien saludable. Lo primero lo que me decían de mis hijos que yo no iba a estar aquí para mirarlos crecer. Oigan su propio cuerpo. Estoy participando en Gobert por tu corazón para informarle a todas las mujeres que tengan conciencia de su propio corazón.
Well, anyway, I don't know what my board is doing. I'm going to go check and see how we sound upstairs, see what's going on. But I'm going to play this track by a group called Cherish. It's close to my last track. It's called Unappreciated. And she's telling her guy, I don't know why you don't act like you used to. You ain't appreciating me. You don't say the things you used to say. So play this when your boyfriend come in the door. Maybe he'll get the hint. Or your husband, or your dog, or something. Play Unappreciated. Your cat. Actually, I don't appreciate cats. But it, okay, look, my producer looked at me and said, Don, that's corny. I said, okay. All right.
Perfect man I ever seen, and I still
this out. My producer and my priest, they just told me, they said, Don, that story is in the Bible. I said, get out of here. He said, no, actually, she was a virgin, and they hadn't had sex, and he thought she was fooling around. I said, get out of here. She wasn't singing, no, that's just my baby daddy. But he said, that's in the Bible. He said, that's a true story. I said, get out of here. I always saw him when he was in the manger, talking about, oh, that's my baby. But he says it's actually true that he didn't believe her. He kicked her out. I said, man, that's deep. That's, I have to go read that for myself. Anyway, listen, you listen to the Don S. McClure Show, and I'm going to watch all the miraculous movies for Easter, and I'm going to cook some Easter eggs, but I'm going out tonight with my friends, and I'm going to shake my tutu, and I'm really going to dance my head off. But anyway, listen, I'm going to play this track that Joseph played for Mary. He said, bye, bye, bye then. That ain't none of my baby. No, I better stop, because God just looked at me like, Don, I'm telling you that's the story in my book. I said, oh, okay, all right, I believe. Listen, have a good weekend. Enjoy yourself. I want you to take good care of yourself, because I love you. Mwah, mwah, mwah. And I love putting slob all over my laptop. But I will check that story out, Joseph and Mary. And he really didn't believe her. And he's shaking his head, no, she was a virgin. I said, get out of here. Man, I dated a girl like that once, long time ago. She got pregnant, and I said, you sure that's my baby dad? He said, no, quit being so silly. Okay, anyway, listen, bye, bye, bye is the track I'm going to play. I got to go. I've enjoyed myself tonight immensely. I'm going to shake these blues off. I'm back on track. And we're going to have a great show next week, so I want you to tune in. And I got some book authors coming in during the month of April, and they're going to talk about their books. I'm going to see if I can get my cousin back on the show, and I am just going to shake my tutu off, and my daughter's got some event coming up. I got to be there. So I want to wish everybody a good Friday, because it is Good Friday, and I'm going to be good, I promise. I promise I'm going to be good from now on. Not. Anyway, let me play Bye, Bye, Bye. If my boy to bring it up, it's acting so darn crazy. I don't know what the heck is happening. Maybe I stayed on too long. See if we can get another track in then, since this thing ain't playing right. Where'd my Bobby go? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. I don't know what the heck is happening to our board. We seem to be all screwed up. We got to get this shit together. Yeah, I can't even say good night. Good night. Well, good night. Well, we're having some technical difficulties. We can't seem to get the studio to shut the board down. So I'm going to say good night, and I hope you enjoyed the show, and sorry for the technical difficulty. But good night. Bye-bye. I'm gonna stay there and go on. Yeah, the switchboard ain't lit up. I guess it shut down. Go to my dashboard so I can get.